Greetings, Flag Branch family and friends. Well, we've made it to the end of another month, and the Lord is still by our side. It was a blessing to see each of you yesterday and to fellowship one with another. I hope this day finds you and your family well and ready to begin another week. Because of the closeness of the pastor's anniversary banquet and cost of the outing, the young adult bowling event has been rescheduled for either December the 2nd or 9th. I want to thank those who have already stepped up to help out and give Melanie Eddy your name, but a few more volunteers are still needed to help with setup and clean up Friday and Saturday for the banquet. When we all pitch in, it doesn't become a burden on anyone, and we can get things done. The committee will be getting together Monday to determine the final count to submit to the caterer. If you plan on attending the banquet, you must get your tickets by Sunday. We have been experiencing some problems with notifications getting through on our mobile app. If you get a notification on your phone about this message, send me a text message saying, "I receive 5 points, 10:30. It will look like a small fish along with our logo that appears on your screen. Most of you should have gotten yesterday's sermon notification on your phone. I want to thank God for the young people who are taking advantage of our BTU training program. A few of them made presentations for our show and tell segment yesterday. We do our children a great disservice by not helping and encouraging them to receive this valuable training. As our society becomes increasingly ungodly and secular, what our children learn in Sunday school and BTU may be the only thing that keeps them from following others down the paths that lead to destruction. And speaking of destruction, I want to share a few thoughts from yesterday's message, Holiness or Hell. First of all, I want to thank God for using Minister Duncan to bring us a thoughtful and timely message. People often find it difficult to imagine hell or eternal suffering and punishment. They want to emphasize how good God is and never mention how just He is. But the Bible clearly teaches that everyone is destined for one or two eternal places. To me, what Minister Duncan was saying to us is that we must be deliberate, sincere, and dedicated in our effort to be holy as God is holy. Holiness, he said, takes practice and effort. It is God's standard for His people, not something He or others made up. He said we are casual with our faith and attend or treat it as something common instead of giving it the high and lofty place it deserves. If the robes of our life have been made white by washing them in the blood of the Lamb of God, then we must engage every bit of our power to keep them clean and unstained by living lives that are pleasing in the sight of God. This is the holiness I believe he was speaking of yesterday. And it is either this holiness that will deliver us or an eternal hell or damnation that will consume us. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for joining me. Have a blessed week. And until we meet again, blessings and peace.